This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. Nations are fracturing. The carefully constructed illusions of peace, of stability, are dissolving before our eyes. We see it in the political divisions, the economic tremors, the escalating conflicts. Yahuwah is dismantling the false order, and the Watchman observes the signs. Obadiah spoke of Edom's pride being brought low, its arrogance shattered. And that shattering is underway. The reports coming from the United States of deepening rifts within both major parties are not simply political squabbles. They are the reverberations of Yahuwah's hand, unraveling the alliances built on injustice, on the stolen inheritance of Israel. For decades, the Zionist state has exploited the nations, particularly Edom, the modern West, to maintain its grip on the land. This parasitic relationship is reaching its breaking point, fulfilling the prophetic warnings of division. And while the political games are played out, the world system continues its relentless march towards self-destruction. Through the Strait of Hormuz, the lifeblood of this age, oil, wealth, power, continues to flow, even as attacks on commercial vessels increase. The mainstream media speaks of disruptions to supply chains, but we see a deeper truth. This relentless pursuit of material gain, this disregard for the spiritual condition of the nations, blinds them to the impending judgment. Yes, Yahu warned of a time when the earth would groan under the weight of iniquity. The constant movement of resources, the frantic activity in the strait, is a symptom of that groaning, a testament to the decay that has consumed this age. And scattered Israel, the true inheritors, remain largely unaware, chasing fleeting promises while the covenant with Yahuwah is ignored. The blood continues to flow. In Gaza, an Israeli airstrike has claimed more lives, including a defenseless child. The justifications offered, the labeling of victims as militants, are a transparent attempt to mask the deliberate infliction of suffering. This is not an isolated incident, but a continuation of decades of aggression, fueled by a defiance of Yahuwah's covenant and a relentless pursuit of worldly power. Deuteronomy 28 outlines the consequences of disobedience, the exile, the suffering, and these prophecies are unfolding before our eyes. This bloodshed is not a punishment from Yahuwah, but a refining fire, separating the true from the false within scattered Israel, preparing the remnant for restoration. The modern state of Israel, built on stolen land, operates outside of divine law, a counterfeit erected in defiance of Yahuwah's will. The chaos spreads. Afghanistan is once again consumed by violence, with reports of airstrikes launched by the nation of Pakistan, a nation intrinsically linked to the lineage of Edom. 36 lives lost, over 160 wounded. These are not mere casualties of war, but sacrifices to the insatiable appetite of Edom, who have long sought to control the trade routes and resources of this strategically vital region. Yirmiyahu warned of Edom's cruelty, their disregard for human life. This aggression is not about security or counterterrorism. It is about power and dominion. It's a pattern of destabilization that has plagued the nations surrounding the ancient inheritance for generations. And for scattered Israel, this event is a wake-up call. A reminder that the judgments outlined in the prophets are not distant threats, but present realities. Even as the bloodshed intensifies, the empire's posture and retreat. The reports of the United States, standing down, following escalations with Iran, are not a sign of de-escalation, but a temporary pause in the maneuvering of two desperate powers. To speak of a ceasefire agreement is a deception. There was never a covenant held by these nations. Only temporary truces dictated by self-interest. Yahuwah is not concerned with the geopolitical machinations of Edom or Persia. He is concerned with the fate of his covenant people, scattered Israel, who have endured centuries of exile and oppression. This turmoil in the Middle East is a prelude to the gathering of the remnant, a shaking of the nations to prepare the way for their return. Yahweh spoke of a time when the nations would be judged, when Yahuwah would pour out his wrath upon those who have oppressed his people. Both Edom and Persia are instruments of that judgment, and Yahuwah is using their conflict to reveal the wickedness of both. The standing down is a strategic retreat, a calculated maneuver to consolidate power and prepare for future aggression. Do not be deceived by the rhetoric of peace. The true battle is spiritual. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.